everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. In France, all sorts of contradictory information has been going around the current Trump policies in the United States. This is as much true for all sectors as well as the environment. In March, the Trump administration announced a plan to cut the Environmental Protection Agency's 2018 budget by 31%. This outweighed all other proposed budget cuts by far. In May, Congress officially approved a budget cut of only 1%, but announced they would pursue much larger cuts next year. Both of these decisions followed a cleanse of the EPA's website, where the climate change section is now archived and a page under construction has been apparent since late January. Recent changes at the EPA have also included an internal screening that led to the dismissal of several members of their board of scientific counselors, and they are even now considering allowing industry lobbies within the board. In mid-May, the government announced they would take some time to consider retracting from the international agreements regarding climate change, aka the Paris Agreement. They stated they would be considering their own interests first. A number of protests are currently taking place in the US around the issue of the fight against climate change. Over 70% of American citizens would like to maintain the Paris Agreement. A growing number of scientists and energy corporations have also called President Trump to stay in the Paris Agreement in order to support the highly innovative and growing sector of renewable energies, a must in terms of staying competitive on the global market. For the US economy in general, developing alternative sources of energy would clearly create more employment in the medium and long term. However, the government would like to favor the gas industry in order to create more short-term employment. President Trump has already signed a significant number of resolutions overturning ex-President Obama's environmental efforts in the areas of biodiversity protection, offshore oil and gas drilling, clean water, CO2 reduction, air quality regulations, toxic waste disposal, and the list goes on. The Senate has pulled a few surprises, though, in opposing a selected number of measures to repeal some of President Obama's environmental protection legislations, such as the regulation of methane emissions. Those rejections are very rare, though. U.S. national environmental policies are being cancelled one after the other at a worrying pace. It leaves the states and cities to regulate the measures locally. However, they have seen recent budget cuts as well, sometimes up to 30%, meaning actions will be limited but also very unequal across the country. This situation might very well lead to an exponential growth of inequality in terms of access to a healthy living environment. At the international level, the withdrawal of environmental agreements by the US leaves other countries with an even greater responsibility and puts emitters like China in the role of leader in terms of trying to control and lower their emissions. Have a good day and do stay tuned for next week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet.